My name is Ken Fallon. I'm changing the time offset of a series of photos. You're listening to A Shot of Hack. Okay, this is the problem. You got a series of photos where the time is incorrect, but the time of the series of photos in relation to each other is correct. Now this has happened to me in the past where I've changed the battery on the camera and it defaulted to the 1st of January. So then the first photo I took was, you know, 1 minute past 1 minute past midnight. The second was 5 minutes past midnight. So the time between the photos is correct, but the time offset is incorrect. I've also had this where I've had a big family event where people have come in with different cameras and everybody had slightly different times. So as you're browsing through the photos by time, you jump from, you know, the reception to the church, back to the photos outside, back to the church, back to the reception. So for each of the cameras, you need to synchronize the time in relation to each other. It also happens when you go from one time zone to the next and people are in different time zones and the cameras are out by an hour. And I've also had it where I wanted to synchronize photos that I've taken along a GPS trail, so that GPS timestamps for a particular coordinate would be more accurate than what's on the camera. So that there are the three instances where I've needed to do this. Now you can do this using the GUI, something like the GIMP supports editing metadata. Under KDE, if you open up GNU View and go to Plugins, Images, Metadata, you can edit the EXIF data. The problem is that this gets tiresome after a few images. And also you have to then correct each of the times and it's a manual process. So all I want to do is for a range of photos, I want to move them forward an hour or back an hour in the case of time zone changes. So I've been looking for a tool to do that. And the answer, of course, as always, is EXIV tool, which is the Image Metadata Manipulation Tool. There are a few different standards that it supports: EXIF, IPTC, and XMP. My camera only supports EXIF, so that's all I'm interested in. And if you do EXIV2 space and asterisk.jpg, it'll dump out all the metadata that's stored in your photos. And the one that we're interested in is the one that's called image timestamp, which in the example is set to 2008, 12:07, at the time of 15:12:59. Now, so you've got a series of photos and you want to adjust all of them up or down. The trick is to find one photo where you know that the time is correct. A typical GPS trick is that you take a photograph of the GPS unit as you leave or as you come back. That way you have a known time that's correct with the GPS. Another thing you can do is just look for a clock on the wall, or look for an event that was correct. So if in the case of a wedding, for instance, when the kiss the bride, for instance, you pick one camera that you know is a good time source and then you adjust everybody else's camera to that. EXIV 2 has various different options for adjusting date and time, and I'll just go through them here. So in my case, I needed to adjust the date forward by 6 months and 4 days. So 6 months and 4 days. And then I needed to change the time itself back by 7 hours. And the command that I used to do that was EXIV2 space minus capital O space 6 space minus capital D space 4 space minus A lowercase space minus 7 space asterisk.jpg. Now going through each of those commands individually, the dash A is the time adjustment, which in my case was minus 7. If you just put in 1, it adds 1 hour. If you put in 1 double colon 01, it adds an hour and a minute. If you put in minus 0 colon 00 colon 30, it will subtract 30 seconds. I didn't need to use the dash y parameter, capital Y parameters, which would be number of years, positive or negative. The dash O, I think it's O, it might be a zero, but anyway, copy and paste is your friend. The dash O is for month, and the dash capital D is for day. And then when we run the command, we see that the timestamp has now changed to 2009, 06, 11, 08, 12, 59. Now, that's it. Remember that this is the end of the conversation, and if you want to give feedback to the show, you can record an episode and send it to admin@hackerpublicradio.org. Your other alternative is to write your feedback in a post-it note and attach it to the windscreen of Dave Yates' car when he's recording his next show.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Gero.net, so head on over to CARO.net for all the hits you need.